"The ladders are thrown down," replied Rebecca, shuddering. "The soldiers lie groveling under them like crushed reptiles. The besieged have the better."
"Saint George, strike for us," said the knight. "Do the false yeomen give way?"
"No," exclaimed Rebecca. "They bear themselves right yeomanly. The black knight approaches the postern with his huge axe. The thundering blows which he deals, you may hear them above all the din and shouts of the battle. Stones and beams are hailed down on the brave champion. He regards them no more than if they were thistle down and feathers."
"Saint John of Acre," said Ivanhoe, raising himself joyfully on his couch, "methought there was but one man in England that might do such a deed."
"The postern gate shakes," continued Rebecca. "It crashes. It is splintered by his powerful blows. They rush in. The outwork is won. Oh, God, they hurry the defenders from the battlements. They throw them into the moat. Oh, men, if ye be indeed men, spare them that can resist no longer."
The bridge which communicates with the castle. Have they won that pass?" exclaimed Ivanhoe.
"No," replied Rebecca. "The Templar has destroyed the plank on which they crossed. Few of the defenders escaped with him into the castle. The shrieks and cries which you hear tell the fate of the others. Alas, I see that it is still more difficult to look upon victory than upon battle."